Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
I look forward to these 3 hours all week long. Just me and you. That's all it is. This is a special one. It's the holiday season. Fun. We can go anywhere we want. We'll get into the Knicks. We'll get into the Jets. We'll get into the Giants. Beckham out again. Machado. Harper. I mean, if you don't see the Dodgers with clearing out all this cap space to go after Bryce Harper, that's exactly what they're doing. That's where he's going to go. Machado, I still think, goes Yankees. Harper's going to go Dodgers, which, as a Mets fan, keeps them both away from the Philadelphia Phillies. Scary story with CC Sabathia yesterday, huh? Chest pain, goes to the doctor. I think it's an almost a complete blockage of an artery, has a stent put in. Now, they say he's going to make a full recovery, but that's like 70-year-old. I know it's not, but that feels like, you know, that's when you're 67 years old kind of stuff, not when you're in your late 30s and a professional athlete. And the thing is with CeCe, and this is strange, and by the way, 800-919-3776. We can go anywhere. You know, it's the holiday season, for God's sakes. You want to call and talk Jets and McCagnan? Please. Knicks and the collapse and the disgusting performance last night against the Hawks. Please, the floor is yours. Beckham, the Giants, the draft, Machado, anywhere you want to go. Oh, we're just going to have fun today. That's what we're here for. 800-919-3776. I was just going to say something and I lost my train of thought. I blame you, Brian. No, I don't. I blame Michelle.
Wow.
So, let me tell you why.
Starting already.
Well, let me explain. So yesterday we did our holiday party, which was, and for those of you that came out, thank you so much. It was such a wonderful event. And Brian and Mish, we know you guys weren't there, but we do this and we talk sports and we love it. And I would probably do it if there were three people listening and somebody out there right now is like, oh, you have three people listening. That's not funny. But I love sports. I do. I love it. I can't get enough of it. And yesterday, and I know when the K-Show did their party last week and we did ours yesterday out on Long Island Miller's Ale House and they were great. I had so many people come out and say, you know, you make my commute better. You make when I'm in a bad mood and you change that around. And you guys are funny and the chemistry. And I love when you do Stump Rothenberg. Like, I got a ton of those. And it's just, you know, you realize that what you do on a day like yesterday, it hits home. And you realize not just for me, but our station, we are part of your family. And to hear that is amazing. So for me, and I know from everyone else at the station, a huge thank you and wish you nothing but happiness and love and joy, especially this time of year. So 800-919-3776. And I had multiple people come up to me yesterday and say, first of all, people love Stump Rothenberg. I mean, it's the number one thing that people come up and mention to me. And secondly, Brian, do you know what the number one thing that people were mentioning about Stump Rothenberg was yesterday?
Was it about Michelle's question?
Yes. They said, what a horrendous, drapacious fruit.
Apparently, Mish got different
reviews. I got different reviews because during the week when I was here and I was actually screening phone calls, tons of people were saying, oh, Mish, your question was actually really good on Stomp Rothenberg.
Listen, you don't need to deflect and defer. We all know the question was horrendous and we still love you for it. We do. I think you're great. But
even Spike. Spike loved my question. He tells me every time I speak to him. He even told me on Thursday that he was going to eat some drupaceous fruit.
Yeah, exactly. That's Spike for you. All right. So, wonderful time yesterday. Having a fun time this morning. The whole CC thing, scary stuff. I mean, obviously, you know, if you're not feeling well, go to the doctor, I guess, is the underlying theme of that because you never know exactly what it's going to be. And let's start with the Knicks. I mean, we're going to go all around, and we're going to change it up for those of you scoring at home. Because typically, 10 o'clock, football frenzy, 10:30, Stump Rothenberg. And Mish had this like epiphany last week. She said, no, Dave, you know what? We've got to change it. She said, Stump Rothenberg and the football frenzy are too close together. And I said, yeah, but with RJ Bell at 11, it makes it kind of tough. She said, no, we've got to change it. So Mish had the suggestion, I will now implement it, 9:45 football frenzy, 10:30, Stump Rothenberg. Mish, yes, you sign off on this.
I sure do.
So that's what we're going to do. So if you're planning your morning, and people do, they're running around. I know what you're doing this morning, by the way. Last minute presents. What do I get her? What do I get him? What do I get the kids? What do I get my parents? I know what you're doing. So we're spending the morning together. 9:45, Frenzy, 10:30, Stump Rothenberg. All right, 800-919-3776. The Knicks, and you know what the weird thing is? And I want them to lose. You know, I watch Zion Williamson. I watch R.J. Barrett, and I'm salivating on Thursday night thinking one of these guys, if things go right, will wind up being on the Knicks. And suddenly I have just this fast forward to what it could be a year from now. Healthy Porzingis, Kevin Durant, good Kevin Knox, Zion Williamson. Oh, my God. Like, you have to sit down. You have to sit down. Because right now watching this team is very painful, but you realize maybe there is light through the trees, right? Maybe you can see the end of the rainbow. Just possibly. But, and this is my own neuroses. So I'm watching last night because I can't really decide. I want the Knicks to lose, and I know that's the right thing for them. You know, it's almost like when you have a kid and he doesn't really study properly for a test, and you say to yourself, you know what? He's going to fail the test, and it's his own fault. And maybe a tough lesson is something that's necessary. That's kind of like what I feel like with the Knicks right now. It stinks to lose. It's painful to lose. But you know what? It's probably the best thing for them. And I really believe that. And I know Chris and Rick have a mindset of winning games now really matters. I don't see how. We talked about it a couple minutes yesterday on the show. It just doesn't make sense to me. You know, if you win a game against the Hawks last night with maybe two or three guys that you look at as long-term pieces on this club, does that really have a big impact? Does that really have a big help on them? I don't think so. I mean, if Alonzo Trier gets the win last night, does it matter? If Kevin Knox played well last night, had a terrific first half. What do you have, 21 in the first? But then it's like, all right, I'm watching the game and they're playing well and I'm getting excited and they have a real chance to win and they're up by 9 at the half and they scored 69 in the first half. And then they come out and then you start to realize, boy, they're playing a team that's awful. I mean, this is not hyperbole. They're playing the worst team in the NBA at home. Can I really get behind saying I hope they lose this game? But I kind of did, and they did. And now they're right there. And if you look at the upcoming stretch, and I'm sorry, and I know that I mention it all the time, but what do you want me to sit here and break down the game of Courtney Lee? I mean, Courtney Lee's not going to be here. And his Cantor's not going to be here. These are not pieces of the future that are on this club. You know, you want to discuss Kevin Knox? I think he's progressing. I see real chances there that he could be a nice player. He's big. He's better than an average athlete. He's got a nice shot. Like, he's a nice player. Frank Ntilikina? I've met him a bunch of times. I want him to succeed. I don't know realistically that he's a piece of a team that's good. And if he is, if it's anything more than a 10, 15 minute a night guy. I mean, what are we missing here? This is a team right now, and let's be honest, they're just not that talented. I mean, Luke Kornet is a marginal NBA player. Marginal NBA player. He's the kind of guy that don't buy. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm being honest. Don't buy the home. Right? Rent it. Lease it. Because odds are, wherever you are, you're not going to be there for all that long. Well, last night, Luke Kornet is giving you minutes in crunch time. Noah Vonleh plays 36 minutes. So you tell me, Moutier, is he a long-term piece? And I know there are people that watch him and he puts up 30 points a game and his shot has gotten better. Is he realistically a starting point guard on a good basketball team? No. So I watch Kevin Knox and I think about the future. Hardaway's not a legitimate piece of the future. Vonleh, no. Cantor, no. Kornet, no. Lance Thomas, no. Damian Dotson, no. Courtney Lee, no. Frank Ntilikina, maybe. And maybe because you kind of have to. You know, maybe you have to justify why you took him in the top 10 or why Phil Jackson took him in the top 10. But I'm watching for Kevin Knox and a little bit of Frank Ntilikina and to potentially win a basketball game. So the nice thing about where the Knicks are for me, my relationship with the Knicks right now, which is kind of nice, is it doesn't faze me. It doesn't bother me. I'm not losing sleep over it. I'm not ripping T-shirts. I'm very reserved. I'm very matter of fact, and I'm very much looking towards the future, the offseason, because I can see bright. And it's not that unbelievable to think about. Porzingis back healthy. That's going to happen. A top pick. Keep up like this, and odds are that's going to happen. A big-time free agent, and all of a sudden, Noah Vonleh breaking down his game is a thing of the past. And the future is legitimate. We played a song this week, Dominic the Donkey. And I had no idea what it was.
Yeah. I had no idea either.
Canty had no idea what it was. And listeners started tweeting us and calling, how dare you not know what it is? And it's such an amazing, I had no idea. Do you know this Dominic the Donkey?
I have no clue who Dominic the Donkey is.
Well.
And I've never heard of the song.
People feel very, very near and dear to Dominic the Donkey. And if you don't know who it is, they might yell and scream at you. So just be careful out there today, okay?
I will. I'm going to hit the Google.
Don't admit. To, you know, I don't know who Dominic the Donkey is.
I'll just keep that between us.
Yeah. No one needs to know. 800-919-3776. Frenzy 945. Stump Rothenberg 1030. RJ Bell 11. RJ's so good. I mean, if you just take his like best bet of the week and go with that every week, you'd be up a ton. Last week, what did he love last week? Last week he loved, and he hit on it. He loved the Panthers. Now they got fortunate with the fumble out of the back of the end zone on Monday night, but still he hits. I think he's hit like six of his last seven picks against Canty. He's red hot. John Long Island. Johnny, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
How are you, Dave?
Good morning. Happy holidays, John.
Happy holidays. I just wanted to first thank you guys for yesterday. I was there. I had a great time.
How much fun was it, John?
It was a blast. It really was. You guys were real personable. It was easy to talk to you. And you look amazing, Dave.
Thank you, John.
Your diet is working phenomenal.
You can tell.
So, yeah, you definitely can tell. So keep it up.
Thank you.
Stay strong.
John, I'm down 7+ pounds.
That's great. That's
seven,
great, man.
7+ pounds. All I had yesterday was a couple of eggs, and then for dinner, a lentil soup, a salad, and some grilled chicken. I mean, I am, John, to say rolling along, I am rolling along.
That's great to hear, Dave. Listen, as far as the Giants go, OBJ, would you try to get rid of him if you could?
Well, why would I push to get rid of him? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know that we need him. I mean, I know how good.
Did you see the offense against Tennessee? You need him.
Yeah, I guess so.
John, if you don't have him, who's your number one receiver?
Well, you'd have to get one.
Oh, okay, but that's it's not so easy.
No,
right? Look what the Cowboys had to give up for a guy that's, you know, maybe half of the receiver that Beckham is.
True.
I mean, it's not. Look, the Jets would give anything to have a number. Look at the Jets receivers, right? Yeah. It's not so you say just get a number one receiver. It's not so easy. Like, get a quarterback. It's not so easy.
Right. I hear you. All right. Well, listen, Dave, you have a wonderful day and a great holiday.
John, you're a wonderful man, and thanks for the kind words. I'll talk to you soon. 800-919-3776. Anthony in Garden City. Anthony, you're next up on 98.7.
Hey, Dave, I was just wondering if the Knicks are going to be selling any pieces at the trade deadline, if they have any to sell, maybe Cantor or Hardaway.
Yeah, I think it's whatever you're looking for. If you give me something decent in return for anyone not named Kevin Knox, he's yours.
And is it worth it to get a second-round pick, or is that really not worth it?
Well, I mean, who am I getting a second-round pick for? For you know, Damian Dotson, maybe. I mean, but second-round pick's not going to amount to anything, so why would I just give something away?
Exactly what I was thinking.
I mean, if I can shed the salary, maybe. I mean, you want Courtney Lee? I'm going to get a second round pick. I mean, I guess. I don't know. Now, if I could get rid of Tim Hardaway for a second round pick, but I don't think that's possible. Anything else,
Anthony?
All
right, Anthony? Thanks, Dave.
All right, you got it, man. 800-919-3776. See, Michelle, you see what happens now? This is Michelle. This is what happens.
I see.
Dave, honestly, how do you not know about Dominic the Christmas Donkey? I'm 43. You're older. By the way, I'm marginally older than 43. And you don't know about the Christmas Donkey song? It's been around forever. I'm sorry, but you literally fail.
Oh, my gosh. That's a little aggressive.
I mean, it's anyway, guess you're too young to remember Dominic the Donkey. Well, that may be a good thing. That's from Nikki Fallow. But people are very moved by this donkey.
I'm going to have to, like, Google the history of Dominic the Donkey.
Never heard
Why
about
don't
Dominic
you?
The Donkey.
Why don't you find out a little bit of the backstory of Dominic? Because that's not an ordinary donkey. That's a donkey with special powers if it moves people to that extent. Don't you think? Carmelo, Long Island, you're on 98.7.
Hi, Dave. Good morning. Hi, Mish. How are you? Dave, I just got two things I want to say.
Do you know Dominic the Donkey, Carmelo?
No.
Good. All right. What do you got?
First, if somebody tells you your wife is smoking hot, I personally think I've been married for 6 years. If I don't know them well, I have a problem with it.
Yeah, well, I know them well. It's someone I work with. Now, I don't know if it crosses the line where I should be in HR next week, but he comes up and he says that I got to, and he says to other people, "Your wife is smoking hot."
Dave, I just think that when somebody
I know him
says
well.
Like
I mean, I've known this guy for years, and I consider him a friend, and I like him a lot. I just don't know if that's the kind of thing that you hear and you say, "Boy, that is a wonderfully nice thing to say," or if that's a little too close for home.
I think it's too close. It's a little weird. Just a little bit.
It's a little weird. All right.
And the reason I call is I want to preface this by saying I'm not a Knicks fan, but why would you want to keep Nil Aquino as opposed to Tim Hardaway Jr.? Tim Hardaway averages 21 points a game. On the low end, he's going to average 16. You can't keep him for the future and have him come off the bench?
What? No, that's fine. I can. I don't care. If you tell me you trade Tim Hardaway, you get something of decent value in return, fine. You tell me you keep Tim Hardaway and you have him as your seventh guy in the next 4 or 5 years, 3 years, 2 years, fine. I honestly don't feel either way about it. He's fine. He can come in and he can score. I mean, the reason he scores 21 points a game is because he needs to score 21 points a game. But I'm either way on that. Either way, flip a coin. I honestly don't care.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Dave. Happy holiday, man. Thank you.
You too, Carmelo. Thanks, man. 800-919-3776. John in Nutley. John, you're on 98.7.
Hey, Dave. What's going on?
What's up, man?
Not much. So just wanted to mention, all this negativity going on with the Giants. Just want to try to, shed some positive light. With Dave Gettleman's most recent draft class, I was all about going with Saquon Barkley with our pick, but now looking at what we had as the option to pick a quarterback, get you as a replacement, it's not a bad pick, but wasn't a smart pick for the future. But you look at other guys like Will Hernandez, Lorenzo Carter, and BJ Hill. They turn out to be good defensive players and a great offensive
It looks like, and I've said that numerous times, John. It looks like that Dave Gettleman did well in his first draft with the Giants. It does.
Right, but from what we're used to in the past, with Jerry Reese, we had some drafts that, none of these guys are even on the team anymore. So we hope that we can keep these guys moving forward with the future. But, just back to that Saquon, like I said, I was all about it. Me and my brother were so pumped when we got him. I'm a big Big Ten football guy, so seeing him playing for the Giants is nice. But like I said, not a bad pick, going to be a great player. But you got to look at the future. Like everyone's talking about, this quarterback situation. So we'll see. But happy holidays, Dave, and happy New Year, right? Have a good
Thank you so much, John, and same to you and your family as well. 800-919-3776. It was never about, is Saquon Barkley a stud? And it was never about it. From the day, attitude-wise, teammate-wise, how he handles himself-wise, production on the field-wise, work ethic-wise, there is nothing he does not do. Nothing. But would you rather have an all-time great running back or a really good quarterback just in this day and age? Because I think that's the difference. Would you rather have Barry Sanders or, boy, I don't even know. I mean, because Sanders goes down as one of the greats, right? I mean, would you rather have Barry Sanders or would you rather have, I don't want to go Hall of Famer, so I don't want to go Phillip Rivers. I don't know who's on that like second tier-ish. Eli's going to be a Hall of Famer. Roethlisberger's going to be a Hall of Famer. Who's that second tier? Or would you rather have Tony Romo? Right? very, very good player or all-time great. I don't know. I think I'd probably go for the really, really good quarterback. Now, Joe in Staten Island claims that he can give us some insight on this donkey song. Joe?
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Good.
Merry Christmas. And, yes, the person that sang the song was Lou Monte. My parents actually grew up with him.
So he's a local guy.
Yeah, he grew up on, like, 12th Street and, like, First Avenue over there.
So he's a New York City guy, Lou Monte.
Yes.
Did he write Dominic the Donkey, or did he only sing Dominic the Donkey?
I think he wrote it and sang it. He also wrote a song, Peppino the Italian Mouse.
I'm not familiar with that one either. So he was big into the animal theme.
Yeah, he's an Italian singer. He's pretty good. He's no longer around anymore, but he was a good singer. You know, he sang a lot of Italian songs, too.
And what was the genesis behind the donkey?
Oh, it's a Christmas donkey. It was just like a Christmas song. Like when you make a normal Christmas song, that's what he made, a Christmas.
So it's just, he just picked out of nowhere, I'll have the donkey as a centerpiece, make it around Christmas, and away we go?
Yes. I just wanted to say one other thing. I'm a big Laker fan living in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a Laker fan since like 1968. I'm going to the Staples Center for the first time this year in January. And ironically, I'm going to see the Knicks play the Lakers.
Well, I think you'll see good fortune for your team then.
Well, I hope so. But like I say, I've seen the Knicks play the Lakers most of the time in New York. And also, I've gone to most of the games at the Barclays Center. So I'm hoping they can at least do something good.
You guys are going to do something. You're going to get in, and you might win a round, and the future is unbelievably bright because you're going to wind up with Anthony Davis or Kawhi Leonard or you know, Klay Thompson or someone huge.
Again, both of them.
You're going to wind up with someone huge to go along with LeBron. Within 3 years, the Lakers are going to be the best team in the NBA. And, Joe, thanks, and thanks for a little bit of that backstory and information about Dominic the Donkey. Now, Mish, have you confirmed that this is the truth about Dominic? A local guy wrote the song?
Yes, this is the truth about Dominic. And apparently, Dominic the Donkey helped Santa Claus bring presents to kids in Italy. And the presents were made in Brooklyn.
So Brooklyn made, Italian delivered.
Yes.
All right, nice. Well, there you have it.
It's time for a frenzy. A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question. Call now at 800-919-3776 or tweet at Rothenberg ESPN, hashtag football frenzy, and ask us your NFL questions.
It's football frenzy brought to you by Jaguar Huntington. Also, the frenzy brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle. 800-919-3776. You know how it works. It's rapid fire. No, hey, Dave, love the show. How are you? Having a great holiday? No, none of that. You get immediately into your question. Mish, let's be very strict today. I know it's the holiday season, but it's the end of the year. And if you don't know by now, you need to be taught a lesson. So, hey, Dave, how are you? Love the show. Immediately, okay? Immediately. Now, Michelle, you know I'm not happy with you. You can redeem yourself today. Would you like to start the frenzy out?
Sure, I can start.
Okay.
So do you think after the win against the L.A. Rams last week, can Nick Foles pull another win this week against the Texans?
Can he? Yeah. I mean, it's weird because I don't know how he does it because there's so many times I watch him. I'm like, oh, God, he's lousy. And then like a week like last and he looks so good against the Rams. I mean, up and down the field, he loves Alshon Jeffrey. He throws to him a ton. Can he? Yeah, I think he can. And I think there's a good chance the Eagles actually beat Houston in that game tomorrow. Dominic in Forest Hills. Dominic, you're on the frenzy.
I called to give you any information you want on Dominic the Donkey.
No, come on. You're the donkey. It's a football frenzy. James in Spring Valley. James, you're on the frenzy.
More likely to happen in the next 5 years, Brady retiring or Belichick retiring?
Oh, my. It's got to be Brady. I mean, what is he, 42? He can't be a quarterback in the NFL at 47. No. Andy Merrick. Andy, you're on the frenzy.
Who do you see coming out of the AFC this year into the Super Bowl?
Oh, boy. I would say if the Chargers get the top seed, it would be them. I don't trust New England. I don't trust Houston. I'll say this. Whoever gets the top seed between Kansas City or the L.A. Chargers. But I don't like any of these teams. Like, someone will go. They might even win the Super Bowl, but But are these anything close to great teams? Nowhere near. Felipe in the car. Felipe, you're on the frenzy.
Dave, I'm in the championship game for my fantasy league. I'm stuck. Trubisky or Deshaun Watson tomorrow? Help me out, please.
I think you go Deshaun. Deshaun Watson's going to, well, Trubisky's going to run too, but Deshaun Watson's upside is huge. Trubisky could have a big game, but they may not need such a big game. I think Deshaun has a chance to, if he has time, he will light up the Eagles secondary. Light them up. If he doesn't, well, that would be bad. Mike in Homedale. Mike, you're on the frenzy.
Dave, do I start Russell Wilson or Andrew Luck this week for the championship?
Everyone wants their fantasy questions. I guess today's okay because it is a championship weekend. Russell Wilson, and I'll tell you why. Seattle can't score enough in that game. Indianapolis, once they put up 17, they might take their foot off the pedal. Plus, Marlon Mack has been really good. So I don't know that Andrew Luck has a monster day against the Giants tomorrow. Mike, Jersey City. Mike, you're on the frenzy.
Does Andy Reid keep his job if Kansas City makes a first-round exit?
Yes. Yes. God, absolutely. Andy Reid is there for the, I mean, they're just starting with a brand-new quarterback. He's going to throw for 50 touchdowns. They light the world on fire every week. Yes. If they have a collapse in the playoffs, he's back. Michael Manhattan, go.
Did the Patriots make it out of the first round?
Yes. I don't care if the first round is at Houston. I don't care if the first round is home against Baltimore. Yes, they will make it out of the first round. I got to tell you, I'm certainly worried about this team, but would I be absolutely shocked if they were in the Super Bowl? I wouldn't. A, I don't really love anyone, and B, they're still the Patriots, and I will be late on that train. They will lose horrifyingly a game in the postseason or not qualify, and I will pick them to win it just because I've seen it forever, as of you. Fran Massapequa, my guy. What's up, Fran?
Good morning. Merry Christmas. My question is, I plan on hammering the Indianapolis Colts tomorrow. It's no knock on you or the Giants. Tell me if I'm right or wrong.
If you listen to our pick segment, you know that I was right there with you. I think that the number's 9.5 now. The only thing I'll say, and I don't even know if this dissuades me, is that T.Y. Hilton, I guess, is a game-time decision. But I think that the Colts easily handle the Giants. John in Livingston. You're up, John.
Can Rick DiPietro make it through a segment without referencing his own disappointment?
This is a football frenzy, Mike. And that was a terrible question. Mike in Jersey, come on, let's end on a high note, can we?
Hey, would you consider Evan Engram a tradable piece?
Yes, for multiple reasons. One is he's the prior regime's guy, and you see that they want to move on from the prior regime. And two, what am I getting? If there's a team out there that looks at Evan Engram and says, you know what, we'll give you a second-round pick, would you do it? I think you might have to consider it, because is he realistically a long-term piece of your organization? And the answer is probably not. All right, that ends a Saturday morning frenzy and the football frenzy brought to you by Jaguar Huntington. Drive off in style at Jaguar Huntington during the Unwrap a Jaguar sales event with enticing offers and complimentary scheduled maintenance for 5 years or 60,000 miles. Treat yourself at Jaguar Huntington, 1249 East Jericho Turnpike, jaguarhuntington.com. And the football frenzy also brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle. The Mercedes-Benz winter event going on right now at Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle. Stop in or visit them online at mbnewrochelle.com. Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, a proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, driven to perfection since 1968. Decent amount of Knicks. I don't know if you saw Zion Williamson. Best basketball we've seen at the Garden, right? I guess that's an easy, low-hanging joke. But Zion Williamson and R.J. Barrett and Duke beats Texas Tech. And Texas Tech gave him a hell of a game. Actually led at halftime, but just Duke is too good. They just are too good. Now, I don't necessarily, and everyone says, well, they're going to win the championship. I mean, they're the odds-on favorite. But it's one game. I mean, you have one bad shooting game. Athletically, they're second to none. But could a Virginia or a North Carolina or a Gonzaga, who already has beaten them this year, could they beat them in a one game? Absolutely. Duke will lose more this year. I mean, they're the highlight reel of any college basketball team, because Williamson and Barrett and they're all freshmen, and I mean, they start four freshmen on this club. But, you know, and I know it's early to think about it, when you get your bracket and you start filling it out, this is not absolutely unequivocally Duke wins a national championship. But we got a taste of what could be. And what could be and what Knicks fans are desperate for to be is either Zion Williamson or R.J. Barrett landing here moving forward. How exciting would that be? I mean, change the entire narrative. I mean, now, and I'm, again, it's not a knock on these kids. This is where they are. And this is thanks to Phil Jackson that they're sitting here right now. But they are a bad basketball team. And you sit there and you watch and you just say they can't compete. Just talent-wise, they don't have the same talent. But that could change so quickly. And that's what's so enticing about it. Is you act, there's an absolute way that you can look at the Knicks and say, it's better here. KP is going to come back. That's going to happen. Are you bad enough and do you get lucky enough with the NBA lottery that you get a top two pick? Because if you do, you're guaranteed one of those two kids. And then do you land one of the big free agents? Those are the three things. Because if those three things happen, the Knicks who you say, yeah, I'll watch. Yeah, I mean, I'll go. Our appointment television. Could you imagine? Could you imagine for a second? Kevin Knox, Kristaps Porzingis, Kevin Durant, and RJ Barrett? Knicks fans would be screeching, would be going insane at the thought of that. And I know we're not there yet. But just the thought of that kind of makes you salivate about what the Knicks potentially could be. So Knicks on the table, obviously. We rolled through the season there. You know, sadly enough, kind of right where you want them to be. And I know we've been there a million times, but it's the truth. The truth is you want them to have one of the worst three records at the end of the regular season, so you have the 14% chance to land one of those top picks. All right, the Jets and, you know, some, and I don't know if the Jets fan feels like this, but it's like you're so excited, almost kind of like the Knicks fan will feel when we get there. You made it to the end of the year. You see that Sam Darnold's going to be legit, but you need all these pieces to fill into place. And you start thinking to yourself, well, Lev Bell, running back, so much money. So Lev Bell, this is according to Ralph Vacchiano of SNY, comes out and says to a source, I guess, yeah, I Indianapolis is the leader for me. And then you see John Harbaugh is going to stay in Baltimore. So these two things that you thought were very realistic for the Jets on a quiet, dozy Friday night in December are pretty much off the table. Now, I don't know that Lev Bell is, but it sounds like he leans Indianapolis over the Jets right now. Now, I don't necessarily know that that's a slam dunk will happen, but John Harbaugh, that's not going to happen. And that was the guy that we've talked about so much about, you know, you talk a qualified, capable CEO to properly run your organization. He's not going to be available for the Jets next year. So who is? I mean, listen, I have no problem if the Jets go after Mike McCarthy. Now, I don't know if he takes the year off or not. I have no problem if the Jets go after. I mean, honestly, for me, you want to go hire Lincoln Riley? Go hire Lincoln Riley. Look what he's done. Look what he did with Baker Mayfield. Look what he did with Kyler Murray. Look at the, and you know what? Tell me that this wouldn't be just a very attractive option for the Jets. Lincoln Riley, offensive system, successful quarterback, and hire, they won't hire him because he's employed, a Wade Phillips to run the defense. That doesn't work for you? 800-919-3776. But for anyone that had the pipe dream of it's going to be John Harbaugh, it's not going to be John Harbaugh. Pat and Roslyn. Pat, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, Dave. It's Newell Fantasy Health for the championship weekend this week. Should I start Phillip Rivers or Deshaun Watson this weekend?
I would go with Watson. I think the upside is absolutely bigger. And Rivers is going up against the number one defense in the NFL. I guess Bears-Ravens are right there, right? But here's the thing. Couldn't you see? He's going to have, and I guess you have to determine, what do you need? Do you need a huge week or do you need a functional week? Because if 260 and two touchdowns works for you, then Rivers is probably the guy. But if you say, I need 340 and three or four touchdowns, the upside, I would think, for Deshaun Watson is probably higher. Omar in Brooklyn. Omar, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Dave, how are you?
Good, Omar. Happy holidays to you.
We're going to have a conversation. I'm very, very saddened by a lot of talk show hosts that we are going to tank the season, right? So I want to ask you this general question. Okay, this dream...
Omar, let me just interject for a second, and let's go back and forth, and that's fine. I know things can get heated with you at times. I'm not saying tank the season. But they're just not good enough to win these games.
Dave, honestly, I think I'll give you an example of last night game when they were down by two, and the point guard of the Atlanta made a 3-point play going into the basket with Tim Hardaway Jr. Every time you go and look 8 or 9 losses when they have lost close games, everybody has switched in and called a play for Tim Hardaway Jr. He never takes him out defensively. And never give a poo about, oh, Kentia should be replaced defensively. Tim Hardaway Jr., that's why Phil Jackson traded him. A terrible, terrible. You can go look at it. It's like
Omar, they're a bad basketball team. But here's Tim, the reason that doesn't upset me. Here's the reason, Omar, that doesn't upset me. Do you think Cantor or Hardaway are pieces moving forward on a good Knicks team?
I don't think both of them are. But my problem to the thing is that these games, even they were 9-8, they were same for 7-18 Brooklyn Nets, an 8-game losing streak, and they went on a 7-game winning streak.
But the Nets are better. Omar, the Nets are a considerably better team than the Knicks are.
After losing Levert?
Yes.
No, their coach is better.
Omar, look at the records. They're considerably better.
Their head coach is better.
They're much better.
And they don't tank. They don't call the plays. They don't tank the season.
Because, Omar, they're competing for a playoff spot. The Nets are this close from going to the postseason.
Because they win on a 7-game series game and nobody talk, the fan base, the team, and nobody talk about it being tanking.
Because they're not that bad, Omar, and no one's talking about the Knicks tanking. The Knicks aren't trying to lose. They're just so bad that they are losing.
He's putting the players on defensive side at the time when the ball game is
Who do you want to see at crunch time?
On defensive sequences?
Who do you want to see?
I don't want Tim Hardaway Jr. on any defensive sequence.
Then how in the world are you going to put the ball in the basket on the other side of the court?
Well, majority of the time, you're blowing the lead. You're up by three, you're blowing the lead.
Omar, I mean, the fact, and I'm being sincere, the fact that the Knicks at this stage of where they are can have you screaming like a lunatic on sports talk, it worries me about you.
I am terrible that they are having such a terrible season, and the young players you are
Omar, trying what, to... Omar, what the hell did you expect to happen this
year?
The over-under in Vegas, I think, was 25. Everyone knew the Knicks were going to stink this year.
Okay, Dave, I'll give you an example of that. I'll give you 3 examples of the team, and I'll hang it up, and then you think about it. Look at what is happening to your Giants. You wanted a quarterback. When you tank for one season, look at Philadelphia 76, and now they're talking that Butler is going to stay there for one season. They tank for 5 years. Give me an example. The team that tanks, that look like tanking, and go on to win the championship. It never happens. It will never happen. If Kevin Durant was supposed to come here next year, I hope he will come here. But if Kevin Durant has a mind to come here, he will see this Knicks. He will say he will go to Brooklyn. That they will play hard.
Omar,
and
you're
they will
crazy. Why in the world would Kevin Durant look at this? You think Kevin Durant is watching SportsCenter last night saying, man, boy, they couldn't slow down Trae Young late stages. Why would I go there? Kevin Durant changes the narrative anywhere he goes. Kristaps Porzingis is not here. He's not playing. Kevin Knox is going to get better. They're going to have a top 5 pick. That's why.
Kevin Knox and Frank Ntilikina, after the first quarter, Fizdale has to probably slap them to wake up.
He should open hand slap Kevin Knox, who scored, 24, 26 points last night?
First time, I'm getting excited. 21 points. And what happened in the third and fourth quarter? He cannot run.
He's 19 years old. Have you ever heard of the phrase growing pains, Omar? This is what it is. The nice thing about the Knicks stinking this year. Hang on. The nice thing about the Knicks stinking this year is that you can afford for Kevin Knox to have these growing pains.
If they're not thinking they have a 4-game winning streak. Guys, when you try to lose, you will always lose.
Omar, are you on a blood pressure medication?
It will be in the system of the players.
Omar, I gotta go. I can't. How do the Knicks have you this insane? They're awful. Yeah, talent-wise, they're not near Brooklyn right now. You look at what Brooklyn can put out on the court and what the Knicks put out on the court. Luke Kornet was playing meaningful minutes in stretch time last night, in crunch time last night. So they lose the game. It's not that big a deal. You saw some signs from Kevin Knox, and you move on. But the fact that on the Saturday before Christmas, the holiday season, a lot of people off from work the entirety until the new year, that you could lose yourself in the Knicks to that extent, for me, who is clearly unstable in his own right, I mean, you are out of your mind. 800-919-3776. Tom Rothenberg coming your way, 10:30. More your calls. Knicks, Nets, Jets, Giants, Machado, CeCe Sabathia, who, of course, we wish nothing but health and recovery after having a stent put in to open up an artery, which I saw was 100% clogged. Scary stuff for a man in his 30s. And the weird thing about CeCe is, remember when he lost the weight and he said he just doesn't pitch well when he's lighter, so he put the weight back on? You know what? You might have to take the weight off just to improve your health, because baseball is secondary to life and family, right?
He's pompous.
Listen, shut up and I'll tell you the story.
He's arrogant.
Do you think there's a lot of things out there that I wouldn't be good at?
And sometimes he's downright mean.
I know you know what that's like, to be that uncomfortable, pimply-faced, not very popular kid.
But now it's your chance to prove him wrong.
It's dumb.
Call 800-919-3776 with your question and let's stump Dave Rothenberg.
And away we go. The last Stump Rothenberg of the year. 800-919-3776. Now, Michelle, you're going to participate. But as punishment for your hideous question last week, our dear friend Brian is going to start this edition of Stump Rothenberg.
Oh, boy.
By the way,
oh,
Stump
no.
Rothenberg brought to you by Jaguar of Glen Cove. Brian, if you will.
I'm very nervous. This question has to be good. It has to start it off good.
Yes, it does set the tone. And last week, Michelle completely dropped the ball setting the tone.
All right, here we go. Who has been the only bachelor president of the United States of America?
Oh, that's a nice question. And I know it too.
I know you know your presidents.
I know my presidents well. Let me think. It's... Oh, my God. Oh, God. Not Buchanan. Hang on, let me go through them. I don't think I know it. I'm going to have to take a guess. Is it Paul?
Go with your gut.
No. It's not, I mean, it's not recent. It's way, way, way back.
Way back.
It's Polk or Buchanan. Oh, God. And he never married.
No, he didn't.
Oh.
Should I give you another hint?
No. You didn't give me a hint.
All right, I'll give you one hint.
No, I don't want a hint. It's Polk or Buchanan. And I know whichever one I guess I'm going to be wrong. Let me guess it. If I'm wrong, you give me a hint. Is that fair?
Come on, Dave. You got it.
I'll go Buchanan. Nice.
You got it.
Now, he was right before Lincoln. Buchanan, by the way. What was the hint going to be?
1857 to 1861.
Yeah, right before Lincoln.
His
All right, 800-919-3776. 1-0. Away we go. Spike in Jersey. You're on Stump Rothenberg.
Well, happy holidays to you, happy new year, all that good stuff.
That's a good question, by the way, Brian. Go ahead, Spike.
There are 12 countries in South America. Of the 12 countries, only two are landlocked. Name them.
Oh, my God.
Think of the map.
Yeah. So it's Colombia. Brazil's on the water. Bolivia's landlocked, I think.
That's correct.
And Paraguay?
That's correct.
Yeah. This is what we do.
This is why millions listen.
I mean, it's unbelievable. The knowledge, really, it oozes. I can't help it. 800-919-3776. Brian, you're impressed by that.
Oh, come on.
You're impressed by that.
Because, no, I struggle with the Paraguay one. Come on, man.
I can't help it. There's a lot of knowledge. Rich in Brooklyn. Rich, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Yes. Hello, my man.
I got a terrific question for you. Now, if you weren't born in the 40s or 50s, you're at risk.
However, I'm at risk.
You're definitely at risk, but I'm not. I'm 76, okay. So I'm good to go. You ready?
And you love this segment, don't you? You love the segment.
I love this segment.
I know.
I love this segment because I figure I got to nail you on this. If I don't, then you're a genius. All right. I lived and died in Ebbets Field. Mm-hmm. And in Ebbets Field, underneath the scoreboard, there was a three-foot-high sign touching the ground, 3 foot high by about 10 feet wide. And the sign said, hit this sign and you will win a suit of clothes. Only a lunatic would put a sign like that. Who was that lunatic? And I'll give you a hint. He was he was famous. And he was a boychick. I'll give you that hint, too. Go ahead.
It was Abe something, and I don't remember the name.
No, it wasn't Abe Lincoln, so that won't help.
No, I know it was Abe Lincoln. It was Abe something, but I don't remember the last name.
You sure? You want another hint?
Schaefer Beer's on the top. I don't know it.
You want another hint?
Okay.
He not only owned the clothing store.
Telling me about this guy is not going to help me.
But he was the borough president of Brooklyn.
Again, it's not going to help me. What's the answer?
Abe Stark.
Oh, all right. All right, Michelle. You're very aggressive with the buzzer. Very aggressive. Dick in Sugarloo. Dick, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
I got a Giants history question for you.
All right.
First Giants home game in 1925, who was their opponent?
It's probably a team that's not even in existence anymore.
Correct. Right? Yeah.
So, let's think. God, I don't know. The Brooklyn Dodgers, let me think. It's none of those teams are in existence anymore except for the Bears. I don't know.
Frankfurt Yellow Jackets.
All right. And I think the Giants lost it, didn't they?
You got me on that one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they lost the first ever home game. All right. Not terrible. All right, Michelle. Listen, I wasn't going to get every question right. To be honest with you, I don't even know the team Frankfurt Yellow Jackets, but that's okay. It's not a bad question. John in Manhattan. John, you're on Stump Rothenberg. John, you there?
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Good. You ready?
Yes. Music question.
Okay.
What was the first Christmas song to sell 1 million copies?
I'm going to say, and this is going to be wrong, Bing Crosby.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm. Give me a hint.
The person eventually owned a Major League Baseball team.
Eventually owned a Major League Baseball team. Boy, I don't know.
You want me to give the answer?
No, give the answer. That was a good question, though.
Okay, it was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Gene Autry in 1948.
See, I'll tell you what. The better question, and you got me, and that's fine. The better question would have been if you included that in the original question. First Christmas song to sell 1 million copies, and the performer later went on to own a baseball team. There's your question. And that's a nice question. Alex in Allentown. All right, I'm on a cold spell. Alex, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
All right, Dave. Four D1 universities have produced a Super Bowl winning quarterback and a U.S. president. I think you can get two of them.
Give me the question again.
Four Division I universities have produced a Super Bowl winning quarterback and a U.S. president.
All right, so Stanford, Michigan,
yes.
Navy,
yes.
And Miami of Ohio.
Oh, you already knew the question. You already heard this one.
I've never heard. I've heard the question in the past, but I didn't do anything illegal here. I knew the answer. So, Brian, it's Michigan is Ford and Brady.
Wow.
Miami is Roethlisberger and Harrison.
Now you're just showing off.
No, I'm giving knowledge to people. Stanford is Hoover and Elway, and Navy, Jimmy Carter and Roger Staubach.
Unbelievable.
Who also won the Heisman Trophy, just to throw a little bit more on there. Michelle, do you think you're ready?
Yes.
Why do you laugh?
Because Brian is laughing at me.
Yeah, because we know what you did last week, and I want to know if you're ready to get yourself involved in Stump Rothenberg this week.
Drapacious.
You sure you're ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Dave, what is the only rock regularly eaten by humans?
Wait, what? The only rock?
Eaten by humans.
Eaten by humans.
Well, I mean, there are troubled people that just eat rock.
No?
No?
There's
like a troubled child could just see a piece of boulder and snack on it, no?
No.
Is rock salt considered a rock?
Yes.
Oh, then I'll guess that. That's right.
That's correct.
Yeah, but that's a terrible question, Michelle.
How is that a terrible question? It made you think.
That's an awful question. Because, I mean, any human can eat any rock. You're better than this.
I don't think it was that bad.
It was not good. I mean, you are really on a lull when it comes to these questions. Matt in Forest Hills, can you get us back on the right path here, Matt?
Absolutely.
Would you not agree that question by Michelle was not good?
It was fine.
Don't
thank you, Matt.
Up to her, Matt. Would you agree that it was
Michelle's great.
A bad question?
Well, I'm going to give you a good one.
Right, inferring that hers was not. Yes.
I'm going to give you a different one.
Well, I figured it would be different than the rock salt question. Go ahead.
All right.
What's the genre of this topic?
Yankees question that will stump you.
Okay. It will stump me?
It will.
Okay. Is it an old Yankees question?
No. Not too old.
Okay.
This century.
Okay. Great. Go ahead.
2003, first time the Astros ever visited Yankee Stadium. They six pitchers combined to no-hit the Yankees. Who were they?
Billy Wagner.
In one game.
Yeah, Billy Wagner, they closed it out.
He did close it.
Oh, God. And then no one else was even...
Oh, no, they're all named.
Roy Oswalt, I think, started the game, didn't he?
He did. He got hurt.
He got hurt. And that's all I can do. And Wagner, and I believe Wagner actually finished it on a grounder to the right side where he covered first base.
So two are tough. The last three were good pitchers. You got Monroe and Sarluis, and then it was Lidge, Dotel, Wagner.
Okay, so former Met Octavio Dotel was involved. All right, nice question. Good. You can give me the buzz, Michelle. There you go. I want to end on a high note, so we're going to go until I get another one. Let's go, Orion. In Long Island. Orion, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Dave, my boy. How you, man?
How you doing, man?
Long time I haven't talked to you, man.
Whose fault is that?
My fault. I've been working real hard, man. That's why, I called you today because I was really stressed. My guys are letting me down. They're not doing good work because they lazy for the holiday.
Wait, the and guys for the company you work at?
The guys that work for me at my company.
Really?
Yeah.
We can have this conversation another time, but let's go to Stump Rothenberg here. Let's see if I get your question right.
All right. So here's the question. If you get the first part of it, then you have to
answer
the second part. It's a
two-part question? We try to avoid the double question.
No. If you get it wrong, then you're done. But if you get it right, then you should notice that the second part is actually very relevant.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. The Muppets.
Oh, God.
What were the name of the two hecklers, the old guys that were in the balcony that always heckled?
Waldorf?
Yes.
And Statler.
Got you. Now, easy. That's the easy part.
Okay.
Why were they named those two names? What's the significance of those two names?
This is the easier part?
Yeah.
Those were the names of the people that incorporated that played their characters, that held the actual Muppet.
Nope.
I don't know.
No way. Think about it. This is a TV show from way back. Statler and Waldorf were
hotel
names. Right. They were two main luxury hotel brands in the world at that time.
I never heard of Statler, Waldorf. But the Waldorf, obviously, we all know. So I got it right?
Statler was huge. Yeah, Statler was huge.
That's right. All right. You know what I'm going to do for you, Orion? I'm, you got rid of him. All right. I was going to give him some sage advice as far as his company's concerned. But there we go. All right, so overall, Michelle, you'd say I did pretty damn good on that, wouldn't you?
You did okay.
What does that mean?
It wasn't pretty good. It was just okay.
Wow.
Brian,
what do you think?
It wasn't your strongest?
Well, you know what? The two of you guys.
But you got the tough ones correct.
They wanted me to name the six pitchers that combined for the no-hitter against the Yankees. I mean, some of these questions are a little difficult, no?
The one with the universities and the presidents, that was a great question,
and that's a famous question. Do you remember it now?
No, but you got them all right.
And this is the issue with you.
Whoa.
Well, I'm being serious because you were just
asking. I made you think. You were, like, taking 5 minutes with my question.
What was your question?
Who has been the only bachelor president of the United States of America?
Because I was torn between two. But you know what, Brian? I'm going to ask you that question at some point by the end of the show, and I want you to have the right answer. Because if you don't learn during Stump Rothenberg, then really, what's the point? You got to learn. Yeah, out in Las Vegas. What is it, like 89 out there today?
So, you know what's is that a political statement? You guys playing that song?
What does that even mean?
Well, you've heard the controversy about that song.
No, look, I haven't, and I don't want to.
Oh my God, you've heard it.
Oh, is this? It was all over the news. Innuendos in the song.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know how you would characterize it, but it was like stations all over say we will not play that song anymore. Dave says, "I don't care, baby."
That's right. I also didn't choose it, but I don't really. I think it's a wonderful song. So go ahead.
No. It's 44 right now, actually.
44?
It's sometimes, now during the day, once it heats up, it rarely gets below 55. So it's one nice light jacket weather during the winter.
All right. So it's warmer in New York than it is in Las Vegas right now.
Oh, is that right? Well, Remember, I grew up around Pittsburgh, so I know how it feels where come November 5th, you know, come October 20th to February 20th, it's like just unrelenting cold. I hate that.
So we spent a couple of minutes. We'll get to the calls at 800-919-3776. We move forward here. We started with the one game tonight, and that's the Chargers and the Ravens. But there's another game that starts at 4:30 today, Redskins-Titans. Titans given 9.5. You know, the Redskins didn't look that inept last week. Titans given, they have to win by double figures. I kind of lean Washington in this game.
Boy, I tell you, that is the common kind of, let's call, quasi-sharp perspective, right? If you're trying to think about it, I lean the other way. Now, it's gotten expensive, right? And we should all, I know we
is
have...
Is it over 9.5 now?
Oh, yeah. It's up to 10.5.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So the market said, give me more Tennessee. I think Washington, I was talking to a fellow, a really nice guy I know, and I love that, you know, I'm 48 and I've been betting pretty much, let's say 99% of the day since I was 14. That's the truth. And I still learn stuff every day. And one of the things I thought was really fascinating is if you have teams that had an early bye, week 4, week 5, week 6, those teams at the end of the year tend to struggle. Because it's the reverse logic of when you have, remember when the Rams played Kansas City and they were having the late, both those teams had a late bye?
Right, they had bye, week 12, I think.
Yeah, and the Rams are just tired, right? And I'm not sure they recovered. I think part of this with the fires out there, and then they took an extra trip to Colorado because they were trying to get ready, the Rams, for altitude in Mexico City.
Right.
I think the Rams have just been tired for a while, you know, which makes me wonder in that game, do you look to play the dog, even though you know they want to make a statement, the Rams?
I hope not. I took the Rams in picks against the guys.
Is
on
that right?
Show.
Yeah. So to me, I look at the teams like the Redskins. They had a bye the first week. Now you add up the Redskins have been more injured than any team in the NFL. And now you look at the fact that Tennessee might be the most physical team in the NFL right now, or one of them for sure. And you look at Henry. There's an amazing stat about running back Henry for the Titans. If you look at him in September, October, November in his career, it's below average.
Well, he gets better as the year goes on.
In December, he averages like over 5 yards a carry. Well, it makes sense. He's a bruising back.
He's a big man, yeah.
Other teams tired because the season, they're beat up, they're thin. You know, I actually, right now at 10.5, it's one of those leaners, but I would still lean Titans.
All right. So you go Titans and you'd lean Ravens, but you would probably stay away from
that. I lean Chargers.
Oh, you lean
still.
Chargers.
It's got me off the game. I've gone from batting it to leaning.
You want no part of it. Okay. So here's my question. Do you say to people, because people sometimes bet a day in advance, I don't want you going anywhere near Kansas City, Seattle, and Pittsburgh, New Orleans until you know what happens in this game between the Chargers and the Ravens.
You know something? I think you are the only guy, and I do a dozen or so radio things a week, that really is talking about the correlation, you know, however you want to say.
So am I right to be doing it, or am I wrong to be doing it?
I think you're right. I think the Pittsburgh one especially. Pittsburgh's just off of, you think about this run the Steelers have been on. All right, let's go back a little bit, because when they went into that that Jacksonville game, they were considered one of the best teams in the league. Remember, they started slow, and they got hot, hot, hot. So they get dominated by Jacksonville, but Big Ben does his Big Ben things. They win at the very end of the game. I mean, a lucky win, if you remember. Okay, they go to Denver. Now, playing at altitude, traveling and then playing at altitude
right.
is tough, and that was back-to-back road games.
And they should have won that game.
They dominated yardage-wise, a lot of turnovers, lost the game. Now they go home, and you're thinking, okay, they have the Chargers. It's like, okay, this team, they better get ready. Remember, they were 3.5, the Steelers, at home against Pittsburgh. They were home against the Chargers. Pittsburgh was 3.5, meaning they're the better team.
And they had a huge lead.
They had the huge lead. They gave it up. Now it's like, oh, my gosh, they better win, win, win. Okay, they go out to Oakland, and they lose that game, amazingly. Big Ben's out, all that stuff. So then they go home, and it's like a must. If they would have lost that Pats game,
then they have to win tomorrow.
Well, no. If they lost that Pats game, they were underdogs to make the playoffs, if you just look at the math of it.
Right.
So now it's like, man, if somehow, some way they can take a breath. I mean, this team's on their last
Which they
legs.
Can, because you got to assume they beat Cincinnati next week.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if the Ravens win, they can't take a breath.
No, I totally agree. And that's why, to me, those two games, same with Kansas City.
But I think Kansas City wants to get off the schneid, Andy. I think Andy Reid's a heck of a coach. I think Kansas City's, the difference in their intensity is a little bit. If the game doesn't mean as much, I think, because they also probably have a bye, so they're not worried about resting as much, right, at that point. Mm-hmm. I think if Pittsburgh doesn't have as much to play for, it's a deflation like crazy.
All right, let's go to a couple calls. Let's go to Kevin in Queens. Kevin, you're on 98.7.
Hey, what's up, guys? I was just wondering, what's the best, 14 parlay I could put together for tomorrow, RJ?
That's a sneaky way to get all the picks, isn't it?
That's what he's doing. I mean, Kevin's no dummy. He's like, RJ, right, give me your four best bets that you have locked away.
Now, here's what I'm not going to be able to do that, but here's what I'm going to say is what the Dave's point is a great way. If you are going to do a parlay, then let me propose something. Let's assume I'm right about the Chargers. Let's assume I'm right about that and they cover. Okay. So Chargers is pick number one. Now, we just said that means that the Saints are more attractive because Pittsburgh gets deflated.
Right.
So now if things are correlated, you want to connect them together. So now you take the Saints. So it's Chargers, Saints. And even though I do think Kansas City, or in this case it wouldn't matter, right, because Kansas City is going to be ramped up, then you go with Kansas, because now they got to win. Now you go with Kansas City. So if you go Chargers, Kansas City, and Saints, I believe if you win the first pick, the Chargers, your other two are actually better. That's called a correlated parlay. That is professional level stuff, that three-teamer.
This is what we bring to you. We can't help, but this is what we bring to you. Right?
Makes a lot of sense, Dave. It really
does.
The logic of it oozes.
That. Now, before we take a quick break, we'll come back and we'll get to all the games tomorrow. You do tons of hits, right? All over the place.
I'm very selective, but there is more in a few.
But you're on a lot of, you have a podcast, you're on stations all over, you're with Greg Cosell. I mean, you're a big time. You are as big as it gets.
Let's just say this. I'd say for as much of an accent as I have, I probably do as much radio as anyone.
For all the people that you speak to, that I'm the one who wows you with this idea of be careful with the games that have an impact on what happens tonight, I have to go up many levels in your mind, yes?
I will say this. If I talk to someone for a couple hours, I really get a sense of their intelligence. and you're smarter than people realize. And again, I think you're obviously intelligent, but I think you're probably, you know, more than just above average is my sense.
It's well above average.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think a very smart guy. Now, you're a weird combination. You're so smooth on the radio, but then you've got a little sardonicness to it. You know,
yeah. I'm a one in a million.
No, but I think if you had a little, like 10% less smooth, you're always in control. And that makes people think that you don't have a raging soul. I think sometimes you got to get outside of that smoothness.
You've never heard me after the Giants have lost a big game.
So
Giants
lose
a big game and you would completely change your view. Brian, is it fair to say Giants lose a big game and it's a different Rothenberg on the radio?
Oh, yeah, by sure. Really,
hey, I know we got to run. One last thing, because I know we're not on next week. Am I correct on that?
You're on. I'm not with you.
Oh, my God. I'm like the I'm there apparently no matter what.
Yeah.
I will say this, because obviously without Dave, there won't be as many listeners. Here's what I'll say, is there are correlations next week, because the NFL does try to get those games that affect each other at the same time. But think about it. If it's third quarter and one team's winning by a ton, the other team deflates. So if you really strongly like a pick next week, and if that pick is correct, it would deflate another team or make another team motivated. You can put those in parlays and thinking there's a real chance that during the game, one game affects the other because of scoreboard watching.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.